Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. It took me over a decade working with thousands of kids and thousands of teachers to come up with pretty much the ultimate guidance question you can ask that makes the biggest difference in somebody succeeding or not. And actually, it came in the end from reflecting on what are we talked about yesterday, the foundational lessons I've learned in life that made the biggest difference. And one of the biggest differences, you know, in my life was when I was, 16 and I came to my third high school. I'd been kicked off of two. And when I came to that high school, maybe you've heard me tell the story before, but I got a gifted counselor. And because just before, there had been, a different gifted kid, and they turned the entire school upside down for him. They changed the program, changed the curriculum, changed, deadlines and everything. But in the end, everybody was working really hard, but he wasn't. He was really good at making everybody else work. And by the time I came to the school, everybody said one thing, we can have another one of those smart kids, but we are not changing the program for him. He needs to do the work. So my gifted counselor was kind of forced to take a completely different tack. And he actually sat me down. He said, I really want to help you succeed in this school. I want to help you succeed. I want to help you get your diploma. But I have to tell you, if I go out there and I go tell people that, you should do something different, they should do something different to help you, they're just not going to do it. They're actually going to make it work. They're going to be stricter on you. So that really shifted the dynamic, and I was actually kind of taken aback. I was like, I'm going specifically to this school because you're a gifted counselor, and my mom told me there'll be help here and everything, and now you're telling me that nobody's going to do nothing? And it turned out to be the best thing that could have ever happened to me because it forced the entire ownership on me. Because when I would come in complaining that, in the Netherlands, you get next to Dutch, which is our native language. We get English as well, which is a second language. We get another three languages as well, which is crazy, by the way. But so in English, I was bored out of my mind because I was reading, The Lord of the Rings when I was 9 or something. And then I was 14 and we were reading this dumbass play in the classroom collectively. All these kids are really, really bad at English. They were reading lines out of a play, and it was not Shakespeare or anything. This was really probably for English, fourth grade level or something. So I was bored out of my mind, and I came into the office of my gifted counselor complaining, they don't understand me, and they don't understand what giftedness is, they don't understand I'm just smart and the teacher's dumb, and I was really going all out. And he said, yeah, well, the way it is, I cannot change this for you, but I will give you some clues. I know that she's pretty sensitive to kids being, autonomous and making their own decisions. So I think if you're going to propose to do something more complex than she's asking for, you can probably sit in the back of the classroom and tell, what do you want to read? I was like, well, actually, one of the things I want to read was 15, 16. I want to read, psychology, bachelor degree books. And they were English, so I didn't care. So he said, well, order one of those and, suggest that you're going to read those and you're going to make an excerpt out of it. And then actually I went to the teacher and I started kind of negotiating. And then he actually gave me some tips from books that I could read to negotiate better. But in each step of this process, he never took the ownership away from me. The questions were always the same. What do you want and what are you going to do about it? So this is the question that in the end I came to. This is the big reveal. The question is, what are you going to do to make things better? And there are three key components to this. The first is, what are you? The ownership should always remain with the child. The second is, what are you going to do? Not think about, not dream about, not argue and debate about until the sun comes up. What are you going to do to make things better? Not perfect, not happily ever after, but better than they currently are. So what are you going to do to make things better? And as a counselor, if I'm in a really good mood, I'll add to that. And what can I do to help you with that? So if I can give you just one question you could use for the rest of your life in guiding kids, in guiding your own kids, in guiding other kids, is the question, what are you going to do to make things better? And what can I do to help you? So shift from saving kids, shift from, you know, whatever. And, you know, I've talked to suicidal kids. I've talked to, you know, kids who really lost their way, kids in awful schools. Like, whatever happens, I will, you know, go take up the fight with the school. But towards the kid, I'll always be the same. What are you going to do from your own ownership to make things better? So how does this resonate to you? What are you going to do to make things better? Based on what you've learned here, what are you going to do with your kid? How are you going to use this question today? What are you going to do to make things better? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.